the Mike Calza Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Doug Stanhope has been on this show a bunch of times, mostly to promote comedy when he's coming to town. But he has written a book. He's an author now. He's a fancy author.
I think he has some other books. He has something about pedophile and how to be bait or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's you know, a great comedian, a great stand-up, a funny guy. And he's got a situation with his mother. His mother was sick, and he didn't kill her. She killed herself, and they with pills or drugs of some type. And they had like a celebration party before it happened, and he roasted her as she was dying.
Okay.
It's very interesting, and he wrote a book about it where he explains exactly how it went down. I've heard him talk about it on shows before, and it's something that I don't know that I can necessarily do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know what his relationship was like with his mother. Maybe it's something he wanted to do.
Right.
Let's go to the hotline and welcome back to the show. This is the very funny comedian/author, Doug Stanhope. Doug, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just got done my morning jog.
No, you didn't.
No way I'm in a blackout laying down in a hotel bed in a city. I'm not sure where I am.
You don't jog. Come on now. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's get back to that blackout. Oh, my God. What happened last night?
What do you do when you go out to New York? Is that the best city for you to go out and drink and party in?
No, I hate the city. I hate it with every inch of my soul. Hates the city more than any other place in the United States.
Why? I know you're a live out in the middle of nowhere kind of guy. What is it about New York? I figured there'd be some seedy places that you would probably enjoy. Maybe not the popular places.
I can make my own place seedier than any place that they can create. But it's overpriced. It's claustrophobic. It loves itself.
That's very true. All
That's
those
how
things.
Awful it is.
By the way, Doug's anger and disdain for New York has never come out better than it did on his guest spot on Louis C.K.'s show. How you didn't win an Emmy for playing yourself on that show. What a fantastic job.
Hey, thank you very much.
Seriously.
Hey, honey, they just said something nice about me on the radio.
Doug will come to Tampa. And he will play like the Orpheum and non-comedy clubs, which I always think
bars.
Is very cool. And it's been some time since you've been here, man.
Yeah, it's been a while. I gotta start writing some material. It's there's one of the things comics do that's very important is they write jokes, and I've been a little slacking on that.
What are you doing? What's occupying your time? It's not like you've been in the news lately.
I had to write that stupid book that I'm supposed to be promoting.
Tell me about this book. This is about your mom. Your mom was dying, correct? And she wanted you to roast her before she died?
Well, she didn't necessarily want me to. But that's how it turned out.
What did she say to you? First of all, is your relationship always good with her? Did it get better towards the end? Or what kind of relationship did you have?
It was always good early on. I wouldn't be... We wanted to title it... mother, triumph of child neglect. If she weren't such a horrible mother, I wouldn't be where I am today.
What did she? Did she have? What did she do for a living?
She's everything from truck driver to masseuse to waitress, bartender, everything under the sun. She's just a.
I can relate to this. My mother was a school bus driver. She was a waitress. Then she was a travel agent, and now she's a nurse. The progression of my mother's jobs is what made me.
My mother was an abusive elderly abuse nurse, and she would tape record it and send me recordings.
Oh, man.
And that was in Crystal River.
Oh, really?
You know, my mother worked in Hudson. And she worked in a nursing home, and she wasn't so much abusive, but I couldn't believe that she didn't have any sympathy or apathy for these people. Like, I'd go in there and I'd feel terrible, and she'd just be telling them, "Go back to your room."
Oh, yeah. She really thought that she was like being so burdened by these people that she would tape record them and send me recordings of how awful her job was, where you just hear her like verbally. dressing down elderly people. Just get in the bathroom, God damn you. Just shut up. I'm not hurting you. You're taping yourself doing this.
My mother had a My mother had like a second win though. She got nice, and then all of a sudden it was like her job to bring these people home for holidays when they didn't have family. So my holidays became my mother, my brother, and like five ladies with dementia. It was the grossest. I couldn't even eat and look at them. I swear to God, I'm sitting there and they'd be late and they'd forget where they were. And oh God,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. And she's always like, do me a favor. Just promise me as my son, you guys will never put me in a nursing home. And I said, look, if you get like this, that's the first thing we're doing. I can't wipe anybody's ass anymore. My kids are out of that stage. I'm not going to do it for old people. Well, anyway, so how long was your mom sick?
Oh, that's actually in the book. My mother used to say she'd just point out anyone of any kind of feeble state or fat or ugly or old, and she'd go, if I ever get like that, kill me.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, well, you did.
I wish she'd put it in writing. I'd just shoot her. That'd be perfect. What did she have? What did she have that she started deteriorating?
COPD, emphysema.
From smoking, or
yeah.
How old was she?
63.
Is she one of those people that when she gets diagnosed, she was like, "Well, why stop now and ramp it up and smoke even more?"
She was on oxygen and she just shut down the tank every here and again. Right up until then. We had quit smoking. My girlfriend and I had quit smoking for like 8 or 10 months when she died. But we planned, all right, we'll have one last cigarette with mother because she's going to be smoking. So yeah, we had it planned and
jeez,
had one guilt-free cigarette with mother.
No, is
it? It's a good cigarette.
The book is called Digging Up Mother, A Love Story. Now, what did you do? You guys, how did you prepare? And you in essence, you ended up killing her, did you not?
No, I just we just bar backed the event. We catered it.
How did she finally go?
Legally, we could not. We didn't have to assist. She was able bodied. She could get pills into her head. So we'd go make some drinks. Oh, mother, what, are you going to take some pills? Okay, we're going to go make you a white Russian. I'll turn the other way.
So you guys all get in the room. Who was there? It was you and Bingo and your mom and who else?
Me and Bingo and mother. That was pretty much it.
And did your mom like Bingo?
Oh, yeah. No, mother loved Bingo.
Okay. And when does she decide today is going to be the day where it's all over?
Well, she came over on a Thursday. And I said, all right, if you're really going to do this, you can't do it Sunday or Monday because that's football. You know, screw up someone's plans.
So she comes over on a Thursday, and how many more hours do you know you have with her before she's going to go?
I really did tell her, no, Sunday, Monday,
right.
Football.
So it's
Saturday night. She cried uncle on Saturday night after we had already taken a Xanax to go to bed. All right, I guess party time, honey.
So you were getting ready to shut it down for the night. She ruined your comfortable state, and she says tonight's going to be the night. And you go in, and what do you say? How do you face that? You know you're no longer going to be able to talk to her, or see her. What do you say to her? Anything sentimental, or do you just begin roasting her?
My brother on the phone with her. My brother and I had a deal early on. I go, all right, when it gets to that time, my dad was 18 years older than my mother, but he lived closer to my brother. I go, when it gets to that time, you get dad, I get ma. Uh-huh. How about that? Because you live closer, I get along better with mother. And my dad had colon cancer in 2001. And my brother would call me up and go, hey, guess where I am? I'm in the hospital. I just had to wipe dad's ass. So stop calling you. I don't need to hear about this. I just had to pick up dad's dick and put it in a bedpan. I'm like, all right, you get the house. You can leave me alone with this phone call.
What was the worst thing you had to do with mother?
I get to torture him back. I go, hey, mother's killing herself. Here she is, live.
And did he says goodbye to her? That's got to be odd.
Yeah, he did the nice thing of, like, she just wanted to be reassured that she was a nice mother. Was I a bad mother? And he's, no, mom, you're a great mom. Mother just completely lied to her.
Right.
I told her the truth. And I went, oh, you're a terrible mother. Listen, I'm making you cocktails while you kill yourself. What kind of mother would raise a child to do that? You're a horrible mother.
Clearly, she wasn't a good mother. And so how much drugs did she take in order to get it down? Like, what did it take?
It was not, whatever, I don't know the dosage, but it was about 90 morphine pills.
Oh, man.
That'll do it.
How long did it take her?
The doctor, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, said that 30 pills of that dosage were enough to kill any human being standing. So, but mother, she left us no estate, and she could have left me 60 morphine tablets. It was completely unnecessary for her to take, so we could have had 60 little memorials for her.
What a heartless woman.
Let's sleep like babies tonight.
How long did it take?
Till the end.
How long did it take her to go out?
It took longer than we stayed up.
You couldn't even stay up while she was dying?
She drank us under the table till the end.
Oh, that is great.
We had already had cocktails and a Xanax to go to bed, and then I don't know why I assumed 30 minutes. That was in my head.
Yeah.
Probably like 30 minutes. No, it was hours. She was no signs of, consciousness, but still breathing.
Right.
Where I'm going, I can't do this anymore.
And what do you leave it?
By the way, this is all just the first chapter. the suicide is, I get that out of the way right up front. The rest of the book is...
The book is called Digging Up Mother, A Love Story from Doug Stanhope, who is one of the great comedians, and one of the things that makes him so great is his honesty. And this story right here, hearing you go through this and tell the story and reading about it is fantastic. So now she's at peace, you're at peace, and you're happy with the way... No, I think we lost him.
Oh, did he die?
I don't know. He maybe sounded like he might have taken a morphine pill or two himself.
Yeah,
might have been
I think
one
so.
Left over. That was Doug Stanhope. The book is called Digging Up Mother. So his mother was sick. She had COPD. She was dying, and she killed herself basically in his presence.
Yeah.
Although he can't actually say that.
Right. And, he didn't know he was mixing cocktails at
right.
the time.
And then he let her go. I wanted to find out how they disposed of the body. Like, what do they call an ambulance the next day, or the police, or what do they do?
Yeah, I guess call the police.
It's probably in the book. By the book, you can find out. You can check his book out. I'm sure it's available at DougStanhope.com or Amazon or wherever you buy books these days. Digging Up Mother. I'm going to call my mother and see how she likes to, if she'd like to handle things the same way.
Yeah.
Now.
Not right now?
Sick.
Today?
She's not even sick.
No.
She's going to invite her over and put 90 morphine pills out and be like, at least I'll get a book out of it.
Right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.